Siman Reish Tzadi Dalet, the Beis Gimel Dalet Hey, the halacha is that in a case where a person forgot to say Atachan Atanu, and he is not going to be able to make Havdol al Kreis within the course of the next 24 hours until the next night, then he should go back and daven again, once again Shemoneh Esrei, and say Atachan Atanu. If he's going to be able to have a Kreis, but it's going to be after the next 24 hours, after the following night, or two nights, even though you're able to make, like the Bir Alacha points out, you're able to make Havdalah until Tuesday, Vad Bechlal. Nevertheless, we're not samech on that with regard to your Atachan Atanu, and you would have to go back. If you're not going to be able to make Havdalah Lamaisa before Sunday night, then you have to go back and say Daven again and say Atachan Atanu. Now, generally, what happens if a person forgets Atachan Atanu? The Halacha is that he doesn't go back. And even if it's he's after the bracha, he's still davening Shemoneh Esrei. He wouldn't go back. The Mokum Shemru Sheinu Chayzel is spelling Miyad Kishmiyad Kishim a bracha in the last of Mishle Pasim bracha Shalafarga. That's Sif Dalid. That in a place where you're not supposed to go back, then as soon as you say the Shem Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, you wouldn't even say Lamdeinu Chukecha. You don't go back. Once you're not going back, you're not going back at all. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says an interesting halacha. He says, yearly, the Afagav, the Ein Tzarach Lachzor L'Spalach HaShashach HaAtach HaNatonu, even though you don't have to go back, V'gam HaShemeya Tfilah L'Yam Renu V'yesh L'Koyit, Davi Hefzik, Miu Acher Yiratzen Yirmenu. You should say it after Yiratzen, the Acher Tfilah L'Shach Hefzik. What could possibly be the problem? There's no Hefzik, and there's no nothing, it's only a Bakasha. Maybe you should say the Lashon of HaRachamon. I don't know if he says that, you say the Lashon of HaRachamon. Avinu Malkinu. Yeah, he says like the Loi Gora, Mi Roga Loi Matachnuna Machar Tfilah. As long as you say Mavdu Man Kedesh, that's enough. Afilu B'lei Bracha. Umashiv Lo Yizkiru Zeh Poiskin, he says. Aye, how come nobody says this? Mishum Demil says, Shidi! And it's not means that Tikkun L'Zakonos Chacham, just Tikkun L'Avdu B'Tvila, the Ein Zeh Avdala B'Tvila, Kimin Shula Achar Tvila, and he brings a Raya. And according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mashmoyt is in a Hanami, you would say Atachan Antonu, somebody that forgot Atachan Antonu, even though maybe he's not going to say it in Shemei Atfilo, however, he would say it after the Yerotzin in Alekai Nitzor, where you could say anything, where we say the Harachman of a person forgets Alanisim, Anenu, all the different things that a person forgets, you could say afterwards, so too Atachan Antonu says the Aruch HaShulchan. It seems clear though in the Mishnah Brura that that's not what we do. He never mentions such a possibility, and no one else mentions it. And even though the Aruch HaShulchan says Machlokes Pshutus, nobody says it. Yeah. 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 And though I don't know what goes on when people forget Atachan Antanu, Kim Dumani, that's not the minigar Elum. And we put in, once a person forgets to say Atachan Antanu, even if he still has not finished the bracha, even all he said was Baruch Atah Hashem of Chinen and Adas, and he didn't even say Chinen and Adas, he wouldn't go back, he wouldn't say Lamdeinu Chukecha, and he just is samech on the fact that he's going to have a kais. Once again, if he's not going to have a kais, then in a chanami, he would have to go back, and that means, what happens if he doesn't have a kais? What does it mean that he has to go back? If he said Baruch Atah Hashem, then he should continue and say it in Shemei Tefillah. However, don't say Lamdeinu Chukecha, just say it in Shemei Tefillah. However, if he's in Shemei Tefillah and he said Baruch Atah Hashem, then he should say Lamdeinu Chukecha, or else he's going to have to go all the way back. Then you should say Lamdeinu Chukecha and say Atachan Antanu and continue from there. If you already passed Shemei Tefillah, then he has to go back to Atachan Antanu, which is always an interesting halacha. We say this regard to the same bracha of Saint Talmud also, that even though you have Yechilis to make up that which you forgot earlier, if you miss the makom where you can make up, you don't go just back to that place where you're supposed to make up to the Shemei Tefillah. You go back to the same bracha Saint Talmud in or to Atachan Antanu, Atachinin, and you make up from there.